U.S. state of Minnesota is the site of our first report today. Nights of demonstrations and violence have followed the shooting of a black man by a police officer. Here's what happened. On Sunday afternoon, in a suburb of Minneapolis, police say officers stopped 20-year-old Dante Wright because his car's license tag had expired. During the traffic stop, officers learned there was an outstanding warrant for Wright's arrest. According to the New York Times, police say he was facing two misdemeanor charges for carrying a pistol without a permit and running from police last summer. Officers asked Wright to get out of the car, which he did, but afterward there was a scuffle, and police say it looked like Wright was trying to get back into the car to flee. An officer then yelled, "Taser," in reference to an electroshock weapon, but she pulled her gun instead and fired the shot that killed Wright. Police say this was an accident that resulted in Wright's tragic death. An attorney for Wright's family says the shooting was preventable and inhumane. Protests have followed, with demonstrators calling for police to be held responsible. Officers used tear gas and stun guns to break up crowds that defied a curfew. Demonstrators have thrown bottles, bricks, and fireworks at police. There have been multiple reports of stores being damaged in the community. The officer involved in Wright's death and the Brooklyn Center police chief have resigned, and an investigation is being conducted. All this is happening 10 miles away from the trial of a police officer accused of killing another black man last May, and demonstrations against Wright's death have been held in other cities, with a riot being declared Monday in Portland, Oregon. Next today, American health officials are recommending what they call a pause in the use of a certain coronavirus vaccine. Johnson & Johnson was the third company to get authorization for emergency use of its vaccine. That happened in February. Since then, the Centers for Disease Control says more than 6 million doses have been given, but there have been at least 6 cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot reported afterward. Health officials say one person has died and another is in critical condition. They also say that the vaccine requires a different treatment for potential blood clots than doctors usually give, so they've recommended that medical officials hold off on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine until these issues are addressed.